It's time for Chaz and AJ Dumbass News.
Thank you, Alan.
Dumbass.
Brought to you by me. When you see a dumbass in the news, send it to dumbassnews at chazandajinthemorning.com. Bird Box Challenge turns ugly for radio host. All right, so everyone's talking about Bird Box on Netflix. Historic numbers. I just saw it last night. Sandra Bullock, love her. She's in the movie. Apparently, there's this evil thing that can affect your brain if you see it. So there's lots of people in the movie wearing blindfolds.
It's her ex, Jesse James.
And, you know, what does the internet do with this? They turn it into a challenge, of course.
Yes.
So there's the Bird Box Challenge, and people are on the internet hashtagging Bird Box Challenge, doing stupid things with blindfolds on.
Right.
So we thought, hey, when people are doing stupid things, I feel like we could top them.
It's our wheelhouse, Chaz.
Yes. So we had AJ get in a blindfold and try to do the Bird Box Challenge. So he had a tray with how many, like six?
12 empty soda cans.
Yeah. And then we thought, all right, he could go down the hall, take a left, take a right, get to the kitchen, go around the island, come back, and we'll time it. Without dropping the cans.
That's the whole point of the cans.
And here we are. 3, 2, and go.
Go, AJ. Straight ahead.
Phil.
Turn right.
You told me too late.
That's what it sounded like in my head.
That's like one of those, yep, keep coming. You got room, you got room, you got room. Boom. Good. We're good.
Oh.
Yeah.
That hurt.
I'm watching the video on Facebook. It looks like you knew the wall was coming because you started bending up.
No, I felt my cans were starting to get loose.
Oh.
So I thought if I go up, or I felt like the cans were falling forward.
You're trying to balance the cans.
I was trying to balance the cans out.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
He was down for a while.
All right. I smacked that sucker hard, man. One of those plaques on the wall, like, totally like, nailed my knee.
Can you slow that down?
Yeah.
Why? You told them too late.
You told them too late.
I have super slow-mo, too.
Oh, let's hear that.
You told them too late.
That's awesome. That's awesome.
Yep, AJ just went straight ahead.
Yeah, thanks for directions, Phil.
I figure you walk that hallway all the time.
Yeah, with no blindfold on.
So yeah, he was. You got your head down, right?
I thought I had more room.
So he never clocked in at a time because once the cans come on, when you lose all of your cans, you're out.
Yeah, one can got smushed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You should never trust Phil, AJ.
You know,
ever.
Yeah, I thought, you know, you suck as a GPS, you know that?
All right, but can I ask you something? If you've walked this hall for 16 years.
Right.
And you take off, you know there's only 15, 20 steps.
Mm.
And you take off full speed and just keep going full speed.
I thought I had like one more step. I thought I just passed our office, so I figured I had another 5 or 6 feet to go. You know, because I'm blindfolded, so I can't tell. So I'm thinking, okay, by this point, I went past the monkey cage. By this point, I'm just past our office, and that's what went wrong.
It
sounds like a garbage can.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why you didn't touch the walls, though. Like, you can walk
and
have
your hand. I'm holding the tray.
Okay, 6 cans. You can't hold the tray with one
12
hand.
12 cans, Pam.
12 empty cans.
12 empty. Yeah, we set them lighter, which makes them easier to fall.
Right, so that's another thing. You could have held the tray with one hand and had a
feeler. We didn't specify how we were going to do this. You just
said, means you could do it.
I didn't think of that. Sorry, forgive me for trying to do it the right way.
Because you can feel when the wall turns.
That's it. We're going to have Pam do it on the roof. Let me say you hold the cans this way.